CliffCentral.com.
So pretty.
Yes, thank you. No, I tried very hard. What, you don't like my singing either?
I just find it quite humorous, really, that you'll pounce on my singing abilities.
Oh, come on.
Meanwhile, I'm, you know, called the Celine Dion of my street.
So I mentioned on social media that I don't know about you, but I can't wait to see the Black Friday videos online of people attacking each other with machetes over like special price toilet paper. And a lot of people said, oh yeah, no, they're going to stay the hell out of that. No shares on special Friday, no shopping. And then some people were saying, oh my God, those videos are so hilarious. And then other people are like, you see, you are like such a privileged person to say that.
No,
there's always someone.
No, it just means that you may shop online.
Yeah, well, exactly.
No, and it's
this woman's like, shame, it's all over the world. I've definitely not made it. The joke is, it's just unbelievable. Like, some people are so full of it. Just get over yourself. You don't know poverty. You've never experienced it. What does poverty have to do with the Black Friday sale? We're talking about plasma TVs, honey.
Yes.
We're not talking about feeding the kids before they go to school.
We're talking about flights.
Get out of it. What a piece of shit. I mean, really. Hence, you turn people's only opportunity to buy things cheap into a privilege joke. Pathetic.
Come on, please.
Pull your big, swollen head out of your tiny, tight asshole and listen carefully. Unblock your fucking ears and pay attention. This is not about you or me. It was a joke about the funny stuff you're going to see because of Black Friday being this day where people go to the shops and do crazy things. It isn't about me or you. You can't tear yourself away from the fact that everything I say has to somehow reflect upon you. Get over yourself. Do you wake up in the morning with that attitude? Because I can't imagine you get to the end of the day and have anything left.
Hey, guys.
7 minutes after seven. I mean, just really insane, like these humorless people. Anyway, there's more interesting stuff going on in the world than that. Way more interesting stuff. What do you want to hear about? Let's get into some stories.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there was a cyclist spotted in Gordon's Bay making his way to the doctor with a huge knife in his head, sticking into his head, up to the hilt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take a look, see.
Oh, there's a photo.
Yes, he had a knife stuck in his head, on the side of his head.
I should have read you the part where it says warning graphic images instead of just shoving it in your face.
That is a...
I mean, look at the x-ray. The knife takes up most of the brain.
It's amazing, huh?
What happened? How's that?
So he's only known by the name of Sean, simply identified as Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah. He was attacked and stabbed in the head just 1.5 km from work while he was making his way home.
Sure.
But then he cycled to a doctor's office for treatment. Pictures were posted by a cyclist who I know from way back when, former world champion Wimpy van der Merwe. Mm-hmm. He saw pictures of the guy and posted them. Mm. And it's interesting because Wimpy van der Merwe was attacked in the very same spot as Sean. It's a 3 km stretch of road between Gordon's Bay and Strand.
There's one guy who likes stabbing people in the head?
Could be. They very well could be.
Sure.
So anyway, Sean got to the doctor's offices okay. He was treated and then transferred to a hospital in Cape Town for surgery.
Hmm.
But yeah, he was cycling with the knife
in his firmly lodged in his head.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get? Oh, the brain is such a sensitive part of the body, and you have to be so careful dealing with. How do you just get? Oh.
So yeah, I mean, Wimpy and. He was cycling with a fellow professional cyclist, Elise Janssen van Rensburg, and this was last Wednesday only. So it's he's only a few days apart, these attacks.
What's the deal there? Do they just take you to hospital and like pull the knife out? Because you obviously got to be careful what you do there, right?
Who knows? Sometimes it's okay to pull it out and sometimes not. But with that, I'm sure it would have to be in surgery.
Hmm.
It's one of those. I mean, I don't know how he is now. I'd have to follow up.
Yeah.
But it's like one of those freak things that you're still able to function when you have something sticking out of your
unbelievable.
Head.
Unbelievable.
But apparently it's three culprits who ambush these people.
Well, I feel bad because, you know, I'm not always the kindest person to cyclists, but you should be safe. You should be allowed to you should be safe on our roads in this country. You shouldn't be fearful that someone's going to stab you in the head.
They're after your cell phone or your whatever personal measuring
unbelievable.
Pulse device and your bike, obviously.
Yeah.
But in this case, he got away.
Shame. Poor guy. I hope he'll be all right. Carl says, what I don't understand is that everybody discounts their time to zero. They'll spend 5 hours in a queue to save 400 Rand, but if they calculate their salary per hour, their return on investment is negative. People must wake up. Well, it's like those people who will, they'll find some bargain on the far east rand, but they live on the far west rand. And they don't realize, like, the petrol is going to cost them more than the savings.
Yeah. Or just the ease just and convenience.
Just the effort.
I mean, that is it.
So much effort. If you know any crazy Black Friday stuff that's going down near you, and please tell me these stories. I love hearing about people who just lose their minds because there's a bargain. It shows you there's still that hunter-gatherer thing in us.
Mm.
Very basic part of
us. You hear there's a bush of cherries, and the other people in the tribe hear there's a bush of cherries. Next thing you know, everyone in the tribe is rushing to the cherry tree to pluck it naked.
It makes me nervous. I get butterflies.
I know. It's like when you see a buffet at a wedding and there are lots of fat and hungry people. You think, well, I hope there's something left for me once all those gannets have been.
I hope I can get an olive.
What makes you nervous? Is that what makes you nervous, Leon?
No, the whole... I don't know. It's intimidating.
Too many people
yes,
there.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's it. Now I'm just still thinking about the effort. Oh, I now have to put pants on and I have to leave the house. And then you need to spend 20 minutes finding a parking spot when you get... No.
No, it's horrible.
Just
don't
not
do
it. Worth
don't
it.
Do it, people. Mm-mm, but mm-mm. If you have done it and if you do know some people who are doing it today, please tell me about it. I love it. I love to hear about this stuff and not have to be involved in it. Apparently traffic yesterday was pretty hectic as well. I wonder if that had anything to do with the sales today.
Mm.
You know, people going to get there early or...
Yeah, I was stuck in traffic in the morning and the afternoon.
It was very strange. It was traffic all over Joburg. Anushka says, hey guys, why don't you listen to this... why do you listen to this show if the show offends you? Come on, man, we're spoiled for choice. Choose another podcast or even better, go to radio because your people are over there.
Ooh, damn.
Gareth, you know it always amazes me that people dislike you but still follow you. Stupid is as stupid does. Oh, you're talking about that the tweet. Okay. Woody says, morning, guys. I was listening to the podcast the other day when you were talking about the decline in sex. About 80% of the time when I have the opportunity to have sex and agree to have, I always masturbate before the time. Then after that, I decide, I don't really want to have sex anymore, and then I cancel. That's from Ruwain. You know what? You might be onto something. I think you're onto something, because if you do that, actually, and you've made these complicated and sometimes very expensive plans, then straight after you've, like, finished, you go, why am I doing this again? Especially if you're a guy. Guys think that way, right? Because as soon as we've...
Yeah, I think it's if you're a guy, because women, it's having the intimacy and the touching and the closeness.
Once a guy has come, he's not interested. He's really not interested. He doesn't care if you live or die.
Good night.
He doesn't care if you live or die. There's a lot of people not comfortable hearing this, but honestly, guys do not care after that.
Mm-hmm.
We are not interested.
Mm.
We just want to go to sleep and be left alone. That's why we don't cuddle or like we're, just leave me alone. I'm done now.
And in the meantime, when a woman finishes, she
gets super affectionate.
So affectionate and so emotional, and it's all lovey-dovey, and I want to be with you forever. Yes. Let's cuddle.
I'm sorry. I have to rub this in your faces. This is reason number 4,702 why being in a gay relationship just works. Like, yep, that's it. Okay.
Sleep.
Your side of the bed, and I'm done. Don't have to bother about the lights on, the lights off, whatever the case is. But actually, after we had that conversation earlier this week, I stumbled on a study that was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather give up sex for a year, or would you rather give up your phone for a year?
Well, that's easy. I haven't had sex in years. I need my phone. I wouldn't have a job if I didn't have my phone. I'd lose friends.
Yeah, I think that's a fairly simple one.
Most people said they'd rather give up sex for a year.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Don't need it.
Can you imagine? We didn't know what this was 20 years ago. Nobody had any idea that these things would be so important that we'd put sex second to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. And you kind of can get sex on your phone, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It's just as easy that way. But I'm surprised. And all the people who talk about technology ruining connection and interpersonal communication. Well, if most people are choosing their phones over sex, I guess you just have to swallow one over that.
Sure. All right. Well, there we go. There's an interesting survey. I think, is there anyone who'd choose sex? Yeah? No, would you? I mean, anyone would choose sex rather than have their phone?
She's already shaking her head.
Yeah, I can see she's like not impressed at all. No, you wouldn't, huh?
No.
Not a chance.
Nope.
Okay. All right, well, lots of messages coming in. You can get hold of us on 0797482090 if you want to send us a message. If you want to call us, 0861-555-189. Are you stressed?
All the time.
Do you need a break from the daily grind?
Yes, please.
How about a manicure, a pedicure, a massage, or a hair treatment?
So good.
Skin Sense Day Spa in the heart of Rivonia. They're just up the road from us here. Have some awesome Black Friday specials. Valid for today only. You want to know what they are? And these are real value.
Okay.
If you buy a 1,000 rand voucher, 1,000 rand, you get an extra 800 rand value over and above.
Jeez.
So you get for 1,008. If you buy a 1,500 rand voucher, you can get an extra 1,200 rand in value.
Jeez, Mark.
And if you buy a 2,000 rand voucher,
but wait, there's more.
You get an extra 1,006 in value. T's and C's apply. Find out more at cliffcentral.com. Go and check it out. It's on our page. You know,
it's a beautiful salon.
Yeah, we had to.
I've been going there for years.
You have? Before we even moved here?
Yes. Oh. Well, and not very recently, but.
You go for a massage? Is that what you go for?
That's like a fat treatment, that cupping. Yes.
Do you go for one of those?
Where you cup your hands and you.
That's right. Do you go for those?
I used to, yeah.
Kinds of things do you have now? A manicure or a pedicure?
Yeah, look, the bank isn't as smiling as it was before.
Smiling, yes. But you see, look at these value
offerings.
That's the 1,000 rand offer, you get an 800 rand extra in value. 1,500, you get 1,200 rand over and above that in value. And if you buy 2,000 rand, you get 1,600 thrown in
for
really
good.
Free. So that's 3,600 rand's value.
And also you're not tied down. Down to these packages where you have to have three manicures, four pedicures, two massages.
No, go for
it. Do what you like.
Use up that voucher, man.
Leanne, you're such a lady.
I know.
The bank isn't smiling anymore.
Yeah.
You say when a woman finishes.
Yes.
Such a lady.
When a lady finishes.
A lady.
Eyes broke.
Yes. Girl, my bank account is drier than a bone right about now.
It's drier than Joan Rivers' vagina. All right.
That's what it is.
So many other things to get into, so let's jump straight in. Apparently, it's a portrait of Charles Dickens that's been missing for 150 years.
Guess where it turned up?
In Charles Dickens' house.
No. Much closer to home. To our home.
Really?
Somewhere here?
It was found at a market in South Africa.
Oh.
No way. Doll's chickens.
I'm trying to remember which city it was.
I think they just found it at some street market? God, you've got to. It makes me want to go and hunt for bargains.
KwaZulu-Natal.
Forget about going to Black Friday sales. Go to the art markets and see what you can find.
It was found next to a metal lobster.
Oh, that's a terrible thing.
It's a very youthful portrait
of
Charles Dickens, the British writer. It'll go on display in London this week after being found covered in mold next to a metal lobster at a market in South Africa. It's a miniature watercolor.
Oh, yeah?
It's a portrait portrait by Margaret Gillies.
Yes.
Valued at £220,000. It's nearly 4 million rand. It was painted in 1843 as the young Dickens in his early 30s was writing a Christmas carol.
Oh, fantastic.
Perfect time of the year. So the auctioning company that it's going, or the art dealer company, is called Philip Mould and Company.
Oh, no, you're joking.
And it was found in mould.
That's terrible.
It says, there's a picture of it with the mould before they cleaned it. And it says, the mould on the portrait when it was found in a market in KwaZulu-Natal. Picture, Philip Mould and Company.
That's awful.
I can't wait to find out the backstory.
It's unknown exactly how the portrait moved from London to South Africa. One theory offered by the dealers is that the portrait was taken to South Africa by family friends of the Dickens and Gillies, she was the artist family.
Hmm.
So the Dickens Museum, situated at the author's former home, is trying to raise money to buy the portrait at a reduced price of £180,000. Mould said, "This must never escape again. This is such an important, emotive face at such a critical time in his career."
Sure.
Well,
very nice. We found a portrait of Charles Dickens.
Until now, the portrait's only been known by a simplified black and white print, which has none of the brilliance of the original, and which formed the front piece of a book entitled New Spirit of the Age in 1844.
Fantastic. Mm. See, you can find real bargains. Just go look around where there's old metal crap and you might just find a really great painting. Huh? Shows
you. Can you believe it?
But in South Africa, our land, do we really need another connotation of being stealers like we thieves now?
Well, it could have been brought here by actual legitimate people.
You see, most people know Charles Dickens as an older dude in paintings. And in this one, he's really young. So they might, and with all the mold, they might not have recognized him.
It's little. It's a tiny little portrait.
Yes.
It's almost like a miniature.
It is a miniature.
All right. Oh, well, then it is. Like I said, it's a miniature.
I think if I'm reading this now, it says it's a miniature.
Oh, yes. But I knew it was a miniature, obviously.
I'm just telling you it's a miniature.
But what if it's a miniature?
Well, it could be. A miniature.
What? I'm so confused.
Don't be confused. Yeah, follow up. Just follow a line of thinking here. All right. Crypto Tryhard says, no sex for a year. Do you know about no nut November? Basically, you can't crack a nut, male orgasm, for the whole of November. If there are guys doing that, next weekend's going to be horrible.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Why would you do that? Oh, that's horrible. Fundo's saying hello this morning. He's listening to us on the Cliff Central app, which you can do too. And while we're talking about Cliff Central, you can also buy a pair of our unwired earphones, if you haven't already, on Black Friday special today.
Special, special, special.
It's
a great tagline.
Yeah, 399 rand as opposed to 500 rand. Go and buy a pair and you can have one of the last ones available on cliffcentral.com. They're almost sold out.
So while the Charles Dickens...
Charles Chicken.
Charles Dickens, yes, saga has been solved, there's a new saga emerging from New Jersey in the US that I am already seeing becoming one of those horrible Lifetime movies in the next couple of months.
Yeah?
Are you ready for the suspense?
Go on.
The mystery.
Are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway is the bullet. To the side of the beat. All right, go on.
Okay, sorry.
Got very excited there for no good reason.
It actually is quite a tragic tale, but the juiciness of it all is what I love. Ooh. So, suburbia, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Families minding their own business. And a little earlier in this week, one of the homes in this New Jersey suburb was set on fire. And sadly, there was a businessman by the name of Keith Canero, his wife and his two young children in the house, and they died in the fire. Firstly, seemingly so. Once a fire was finally put out and the authorities started investigating further, they found that, yes, there was a fire, obviously, in the house, but all four of the family members were actually shot and killed.
Oh, wow. So, and then the evidence was supposedly hidden by the fire.
Oh, then, I don't mean whoever did this was kind of stupid. Do you think you could shoot someone and then set their house on fire thinking they wouldn't discover that they've been killed? Then it gets juicier. The brother to this businessman, Paul Canero, was found suspiciously with the ownership of a new gun, and he's now been taken into custody on charges stemming from another suspicious fire in the same neighborhood. Oh, so how?
He's a repeat offender.
Oh, and you killed your own brother?
Yes, he's allegedly. Family.
So this is now coming out. New Jersey authorities are still trying to find out more about this. The brother has been taken into custody, but it is very odd that he would kill his brother, his sister-in-law, and his two young niece and nephew around this. And they're now starting to pin more similar crimes to the brother, Paul Canero. And this is supposedly his thing. He goes around, kills people, and then sets their house on fire. The motive currently for this is unknown, but the most recent crime that he allegedly did was at 5 a.m. in the neighborhood as well, where he ignited a fire using gasoline in a home, and a warrant has been put out. Whether it was purposefully or unknowingly that he's done this, how can it be unknowing that you shoot someone?
He knows what he's doing.
And you set a house on fire. Yeah. But the FBI is even now working on this. But how gruesome, how absolutely gruesome.
Ooh. Yeah, you wonder what leads to these situations. Well,
greed and craziness. No, you'll find out. Mm. These people are just greedy. They want money.
Yeah, but thinking of our Funpredar axe murderer.
Yes.
What was that for?
No, he's crazy. He was a lunatic.
But it's a blessing in disguise, I think, that he actually went after his brother as one of his victims, because then previously the police weren't able to make the connection between any of the other random houses that were set ablaze, and it's either bodies were found there or bodies weren't found there. And now it was the fact that he targeted his own brother, and to kill your own family in such a gruesome way.
I don't understand.
Nasty.
You
nasty people. They need Jesus.
Okay, James Brown. What is that accent?
I'm telling you. Nasty people need Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I sound like Al Sharpton. Oh. You got to clean out your closet. You got to stop being mean. Stop being crazy.
Huh?
You people is crazy. Y'all need Jesus.
Have you seen how Al Sharpton has lost so much weight?
Yeah, he looks terrible.
He is not the Al Sharpton we used to
like
know and love.
He looks like a scrotum.
Between you comparing Mbalula to an old woman yesterday and now Al Sharpton to a scrotum. But he's supposed to...
I saw two people yesterday who said to me they agreed with my description of Figile looking like a grandma. And someone sent me a picture about Razzmatazz where he looks like Medea. Medea goes to Russia. Yes. And he does look like Medea. Huh? He really does.
Jennifer
sent me this picture of him like a grandma. So it turns out I'm not so far from the truth.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just talk quickly about, this is important. Despite being given academic warnings by Witz on his research, Julius Malema is doing a master's thesis on a very controversial topic. I want to know what that topic is. Don't you?
Oh, do we not know yet?
Leanne knows.
I know.
She knows everything.
Oh, yeah,
go on.
The topic is, should de-stem fall? A critical analysis of the relationship between de-stem and white supremacy.
Oh.
So Wits University has sent him a letter. Dear Mr. Julius Sello Malema, I'm pleased to be able to advise you that the readers of the Graduate Studies Committee have approved your proposal entitled blah blah. However, you should take note of warnings and recommendations on this research, though it's unclear what these were, because Malema himself tweeted a picture of the acceptance letter, but it cut off where it said you should take notes of warnings.
Okay.
And this is just after Malema and the EFF were heavily criticized this week by the head of Wits, where he's enrolled.
That was Adam Habib, right?
Yes.
Yeah, look, I don't know. I mean, maybe they should give him the degree and be done with it. What's he? It's not like he's going to apply for any serious job with that degree. It's just purely so he can show that he's got some kind of political qualification, which, frankly, is worthless. I don't think that you can write a thesis about something as stupid as DSTEM and expect to be taken seriously. Who cares? Like, it's so unimportant and it's so uninteresting. But you go ahead. He's doing it because it's controversial. This is Julius's modus operandi. Exactly. This is what he does.
Yeah, what happened to his whole rah-rah, perhaps, about getting people houses, fighting for education?
Just by the way, I'd like to be controversial for a second, if I can.
Mm-hmm.
For all those of you who are fighting about Black Friday, remember one thing. All Fridays matter. Not just Black Fridays matter.
Well, okay.
Woke. No, you must click. You must click. It's woke.
Oh, it's one of those.
What I just said is very woke. All Fridays matter. Just Black Fridays matter.
Oh, man.
I'm going to put that in a t-shirt.
Yes, exactly. Let's, speaking of Sia and t-shirts. Now, Sia has written a song.
This is
something I've always wanted to do.
Did he write it? Did he sing it?
Leanne, I'm what they call a triple threat. I write my own music, I perform my own music, and I also know how to open a pickle jar. Triple threat.
But Sia, I've heard you sing.
And you were bowled over.
No, it's horrible.
Ooh. Is this going to hurt my ears?
Absolutely not.
All right, are you ready? Let's take a listen. This is Sia's song.
This is my first debut single. It's titled, It's You.
All right. This sounds like it should be the bonus track on some horrible Afrikaans album. It started on the day I never felt this way. I saw you standing there and I thought, my, you were the one for me. I was the one for you. My heart was never the same. It's you, it's true. It's you. Who's your backing vocalist?
Thank you so much, guys.
No, no one's clapping. No one is. Not one person is clapping, so don't worry. Who's your backing vocalist? Oh, Nolo Shame. Look at Nolo clapping. That's sweet.
Thank you. Thank you so
Nolo,
much.
You're so sweet.
What do you plan to do with this here songs?
All right, well, we've got a panel of experts here this morning. I'm going to start with Aviwe. Aviwe has been at Cliff Central for some time now. He knows the ins and outs. Aviwe, come up to the microphone here, please, and tell me what you think of this song by Sia Sangweni called
eyes
It's
are
You.
Watering.
And please, Aviwe, don't be nice. Be honest. Okay? You hurt Sia if you don't tell the truth.
Sia, as a friend of yours for the past year now, I'm going to tell you this. Mano a mano.
Yeah.
Yes, Aviwe. Mm-hmm.
Please don't sing again.
Oh.
It was horrible.
Thank you very much.
Aviwe, I thought I was going to get you on the remix for Rap Collabo, but evidently you're just ungrateful.
Oh, is that what you think? Okay.
So you're
getting
relinquished those rights now.
How long did it take you to
Aviwe
write?
Aviwe Matlakata with his feedback. Let's have Celeste. Celeste, please come. Celeste Burns, what do you have to say about Sia singing this morning?
Good.
She can't reach the mic after Aviwe's been there.
All right, so Aviwe's very tall.
You have to help her down.
Aviwe's very tall. Celeste, not so tall. All right, go ahead, Celeste. Be honest, Celeste.
Celeste is overwhelmed.
Don't worry about hurting people's feelings.
Yes, my friend.
She's crying. Go on, tell us what you think.
Oh, my friend.
I'm speechless.
Is that because it's beautiful?
That was beautiful.
Oh, my friend.
Let me tell you something. That version is the best version because you should have heard the original.
Oh, you heard the working progress.
We actually were part of this whole thing. So
who did the backing vocals select?
Sibongile.
Oh, all right.
A very talented young lady.
Mm.
But yes. It actually came out much better than what
Thank
I thought.
You.
It's funny you say that because I thought that the backing vocalist was better than the lead vocalist. But that's just me. All right, Nolo, give us your honest feedback. You loved it. You were clapping.
Oh, man. Without getting too technical, I just want to say to Sia that I felt it, you know.
Mm, thank you.
It came
from
the heart.
You're right in your asshole.
It came from the heart, Sia, and that's all that matters.
Thank you. Wow. It's just been such an incredible journey that I've been with this.
Alright. Oh my, you were the one for me. I was the one for you. My heart was never the same. It's you, it's true. Alright, what do you think, Leanne? I mean, you haven't given your opinion.
My problem is with the lyrics.
How do those lyrics go again? You're not the one for me, I am the one for you. How does it go?
No, I saw you and then you looked at each other. I never felt this way. I saw you standing there and I thought, my, you were the one for me. I was the one for you. My heart was never the same. It's you, it's true. You know what I'm saying now?
Sounds like it was written by a kid, a 7-year-old kid.
So yeah, there's... But
I thought it was more nod to the Backstreet Boys.
Except they were successful and could sing.
What are you going to do with the songs, yeah? Going forward, what are your plans?
Yes, what are your plans? How do you intend to market it and distribute it? And who's your record company?
I'm an independent artist.
Oh.
It's very important for me to keep my independence in this. But
I think you should too. Just keep it all to yourself.
A music video is definitely in the pipeline.
Oh, goodness me.
We just have to have an It's You, It's True dance challenge going out to the masses.
It's You, It's True, huh?
Yes. And, you know, that is a festive season spirit, just to tell your loved one, you were the one for me, I was the one for you.
Right.
My life will never be the same.
Well, let's go to the lines and speak to a couple of people who want to give their opinion on your song. Here, for example, is an interesting bit of crit from Jennifer, who says, "You know who that sounds like?
Diana Ross."
No, here's who Jennifer thinks it sounds like. Tyka Nelson, the sister of the late Prince, who is talentless. She's a talentless, shrill witch. It's basically you and Tyka Nelson should do a tour together. Your music is very similar.
You know, we get the people going.
I mean, listen, this is very similar to that. In fact, she's marginally worse than you. That's saying something. Tyka Nelson is marginally worse than Sia. Shane says, can Julius Malema just F off out of our lives while the rest of South Africa gets on with it? Yes. Shane says, is that a joke song?
Mm-mm.
No, he's taking it seriously, Shane.
Sure. All right. 0861-555-189. I reckon if there's anyone who could fart a better song than that, we'll play it.
So you guys don't want to set this as your ringtone?
No, I think we'll be okay. Are you going to put it on as your ringtone?
Yeah, it probably already is.
Is it your ringtone?
No. Don't exactly want it as like your alarm notification.
You know what? It's a good effort. I couldn't have done better.
I'm being mean because I've always wanted to be able to write a song. And deep down inside, I'm just jealous.
That's very big of you, Gareth. Thank you.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, this is it. This was my stint in the presidency.
I'm jealous. My standards are so low. I'm jealous of your horrible song. That's how bad it is. It's so horrible, but I'm still jealous of it because if I wrote a song, it might even be even worse than that. All right.
Thanks.
0861-555-189 is the number you can call us on. Oh, I wanted to play you this yesterday while we're talking about songs. This is quite cute. You know, James Corden does that thing with the carpool karaoke.
Yes.
I want to play that for you. Who's this, Jamini? All right. Sia, do you want to speak to Jamini?
Sure.
Are you sure?
I don't know at this point.
All right. Well, let's go. Let's see what they have to say to you. Maybe it's positive feedback, Sia. You've got to be very optimistic about these things. You never know. Jamini, go ahead. Hello?
Hey, Sia.
Hey, Jamini, how are you?
I'm fine. It's Jamin.
Oh, Jamin. All right. Hi, Jamin.
Don't worry.
Sia, congratulations. That was such a cool song. Straight out of RuPaul. I'm sure.
Straight out of?
RuPaul.
RuPaul.
Yes, Jamin.
Maybe this could be the next When is Pride? When is the next, or when is MCQP? You could maybe make this the song for the float as it goes past.
MCQP is coming up soon. Jameen, do you see this working?
I think it's so incredible. It made me laugh, so that's good. Oh. And I heard you before, so they're not screaming. And you kept the notes.
Well,
that's super cool.
You should see the dance moves in the music video that's coming up. That's going to blow your mind.
I'm definitely going to do the challenge here.
All right.
You know, thank you so much, Jameen.
We will have to send you instructions, and you can be in the music video, all right?
Yes.
Perfect.
All right. Very good.
So cool. Bye, guys.
Have a happy weekend. Jameen. All right.
You too. Bye.
Cheers, dude. Bye-bye. Isn't that exciting? You've got your fans already lining up around the blocks. Yeah.
MCQP.
You've got one fan.
I'm telling you, put that on. Tell them they've got to make that the song.
It's you. Why not?
It's you. It's you. It was that Taka Nelson I'm thinking of. I can't. All right, let's play a game. Is this Sia or is it Taka Nelson? Are you ready? Everybody hit the floor. Which one's that?
Taka Nelson.
Okay, which one's this? It's you. It's true. It's you. Yeah. It's you. It's true. That's also Taka Nelson.
Close, yeah.
All right. Good morning, George Meany. It's always good to see George.
How are you, Gareth? Good and you?
Good, man. There was someone commenting the other day. Someone sent an email in. In fact, I might even have it somewhere. That they realized they listened to you coming onto our show every week, and they've heard you on Auto Central on Mondays, and they didn't realize. This woman said she didn't realize how hot George was.
Oh.
Yes. She's very excited to see pictures of him. Auto Trader Black Friday. Mm. That's nice.
And there's t-shirts for everybody.
So what are you guys doing for Black Friday? Is there a special Auto Trader thing going on for Black Friday?
Autotrader.co.za/Black Friday cars. Ooh. There is over 100 million rands worth of discounts on
there. Sweet Lord. Hang on. I'm going there now. Auto Trader. Hang on a second. .co.za/Black Friday.
What are you going to buy? Quickly.
I'm going to buy 7 cars. I can't help it. I need them now. There's so much discount, so much savings.
Just take the first 7. Just take the first 7.
Okay, just the first 7. Hang on. George, just wait. Let me just do this properly. Black
Friday cars.
Oh, no. More have been sold out. Oh, no. You better hurry.
Okay, I'm looking at it now. Good Lord. Look at this. There's a bunch of stuff on here.
Yep.
Black Friday specials. I like this.
There's some serious discounts. There's some cars are discounted up to 40%.
Is it Black Friday, one word?
Black Friday cars. Yeah. Cars. .co.za/Black Friday cars.
Okay. No wonder I couldn't find it properly. Here it is. Ooh. Oh, here it is. All right. Let's take a look. Oh, my God.
Running from the 23rd to the 25th. Okay.
You could get an Alfa Romeo for like half the price.
Sheesh.
Look at that.
I'll give you some examples.
All right, go on.
So,
Aston Martin.
Aston Martin, yes, that's one of the deals.
Yeah, there's one here going for your.
There's an F-Pace that was going for 1.4 million rand, now going for 1.2 million rand.
Ooh.
There are even bigger discounts on the site. So
fantastic, you know, Black Friday cars.
There's a Mustang, 5-liter V8 Mustang. Yes. Usually goes for 894, now going for 714,000 rand.
Very nice. Mm.
Do you have anything for? Because I can sell my car for about 30,000 rand. I was wondering.
Yes, we have a wheelbarrow with a lawnmower engine that's available. If you'd like that,
go and have a look. There's over 1,700 vehicles listed there.
Mm, wow! Black Friday specials. Very nice.
100 million rands worth of discounts, and the media's taking this like a frenzy because I read one news article this morning that said. The most popular things on Black Friday are fridges, washing machines, and appliances, and cars could be added to that very soon because you can't equate a 30% discount on a washing machine to a 30% discount on a car.
No, of course not.
Well, look at that.
That makes sense.
Look what you did.
All right, Black Friday, everybody. Craziness abounds.
Craziness abounds.
What do you got for us, George?
So, artificial intelligence.
Yes.
Car manufacturers are now starting to explore or try to use artificial intelligence in the software of their cars by letting the cars predict what you are going to do and then send you messages as a result. So who did you call in the morning? Almost like what Siri does, but where did you drive? And then give you prompts about what you should or shouldn't be doing. How fast are you driving? Where are you?
Well, you were telling us last week that the car manufacturers are now starting to wake up to the fact that they've got to integrate their vehicles into what our phones do. And a lot of them are not going to develop their own software answers to these things anymore. They'll just subcontract that out.
Yeah, yeah. This is kind of this is probably the opposite of that, where and I believe in that exactly. They should be using the phone technology to integrate to the cars. This is now Mercedes-Benz and particularly in the A-Class where they're going to integrate AI into the dashboard of the car.
Huh.
All right, which is interesting.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it, but I don't know how efficient you can be, really.
There's so much information. Who's going to be databasing like your trip to the shops? This is just, it seems to me to be a lot of useless information. Who knows?
Where it's been used very interestingly is Lexus has developed a TV ad purely using AI. So they didn't produce the TV ad at all. They gave a bunch of noises and images and video clips to this artificial intelligence program and said, produce a TV ad. And the AI produced the TV ad.
Huh.
Which is very interesting.
How crazy.
Very crazy.
So, okay.
So who knows? Computers might be doing everything in the future and we might be sitting on the beach.
That would be nice.
Exactly.
I'm not complaining.
Problem with that.
The question is Sia really here?
Well, did you hear his song? What did you think of his song?
Backstreet Boys.
Meets a mute swan.
Thing is, Backstreet Boys is plural, isn't it?
That is because my talent is compounded into one.
He's basically, one voice. He's what would happen if all five Backstreet Boys were rolled into one.
One of those.
Oh. That's why I'm described as a mega talent.
Isn't that called Gru?
Back to you, George. Great car news this week.
Yes.
Jaguar Land Rover has figured out how to avoid red traffic lights.
Oh.
Yeah. So they've developed a piece of technology that speaks to is first of all called Green Light Optimal Speed Advisory Technology and can speak to vehicle to infrastructure systems, which are robots that can talk to cars or traffic lights that can talk to cars. And they're developing this technology so that the car can tell you how fast to drive in order to have the smoothest route to your destination by avoiding red traffic lights.
Well, that's how I like to drive. If I can time the robots, I just go slower. I don't speed up to a red robot and stop. But the problem is people behind you don't have that patience.
Yeah, you get these plonkers who race past you and then you meet them at the traffic light and I look at them and, you know.
Yeah, how fast
I use the, really go. That's when I show them the wanking movement.
No, wanking. I just clap and tell them they won.
Yeah. Ooh, you're such a winner.
You won. You won the race. You got to the robot first.
It would be nice to have that kind of a timing thing. I mean, I often look at my car has this eco thing. So when you're driving around, it'll tell you if you're braking too hard or if you it's almost like a live, real-time game to you. Because then you try to keep it all in the green. You try to get your numbers up. It's quite a fun thing to do.
My car's got the same. When I brake too hard, the jacaranda leaves spin and the wheels make a noise. And then I know I've braked too hard.
Ah.
Yeah.
And then you see the jacaranda flowers in the wind.
And I edge very quickly to the car in front of me.
That's a technologically advanced vehicle that you have there.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You can get a lot for 30,000 these days.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
And then finally, the Auto Trader South African Car of the Year finalists were announced on Tuesday.
Let's do this properly. Wait. We need a proper announcement here. This is the finalists. They were announced. In case you weren't paying attention, George is here today just to help you with it. Go ahead, George.
So the 12 finalists are the Alfa Romeo Delvio, the Honda Civic Type R, the Hyundai Kona, the Lexus ES, the Mercedes-Benz A-Class, the Mitsubishi Pajero Sport, the Nissan Micra, the Porsche Cayenne, the Renault Duster, the Suzuki Jimny, the Suzuki Swift, and the Volvo XC40.
Mm.
So my favorite was out of the competition, unfortunately, the Volvo XC60, but that's one of those things.
All right. Well, that, yeah, I do remember that was your favorite.
But few letters and numbers.
Not enough other people liked it.
Exactly.
It's a very democratic process. That just proves to you that George doesn't try to influence the results.
No. No, I don't.
He could. He's the CEO of Auto Trade. He could go in and jig the whole system if he liked the Volvo that much. But he didn't, did he?
No, I didn't. Because we follow the same principles as Cliff Central does.
That's right. Go the way the people want you to go.
Yes, right. Exactly.
You're not like Hillary Clinton trying to change the rules of the game.
They all try and change the rules, including Donald Trump.
All right.
Funny thing is, we had the consumers vote for the first time in the South African Car of the Year competition.
Yes.
We got over 55,000 votes, like I said last time. But the consumers voted very closely to what the professional judges voted, which was very, very interesting. Nobody expected that.
Oh.
So popularity contests aren't such a bad thing after all.
Very good. Okay. Excellent. Anything else you want to throw
That's
in?
That's it. No.
That's it. That's all you got for me today.
I'm sure.
Did you hear about this guy who tried to convert some island tribe to Christianity and then they killed and ate him?
No.
No, this happened recently.
Okay, they ate him?
An isolated island tribe killed a man who tried to convert them to Christianity and ate the guy.
That's a low blow.
I wonder what's behind the eating. Is there some, like...
I don't know. They probably like the taste of him.
No, I mean, maybe they ate him because they thought that would squash the spirit of his religion.
Oh, no.
Well, this is a proper winner for the Darwin Awards, speaking of being a winner.
Yeah.
This guy put himself in an extremely dangerous situation, and he went on his own. He's from Alabama. His name is John Allen Chow.
So he's incredibly intelligent so far.
Is traveled his surname Chow?
He's got like Asian American heritage.
He became Chow for someone
else. He went to an isolated island off of the coast of Myanmar with the goal of converting its inhabitants to Christianity. He planned the trip for 3 years, despite knowing that historically the tribe has been aggressive towards outsiders.
Oh, with my word.
They're an aggressive island tribe.
And,
Mr. Chow.
It's been affecting him so much that these people aren't Christians on this remote island.
All they want to do is eat people and carry on with their lives. So anyway, despite knowing that it's illegal to contact the tribe, he went ahead. And hilarity ensued. He got to them, the Andaman tribes who live in isolation from the world. The risks of outside disease to them are so high that the government of Myanmar have said, please do not try to make contact with these tribes.
Wow.
Estimates say that the Sentinelese, who are totally cut off from civilization, number between 50 and 150. That's all that's left. Chow tried to get there. He failed to reach the island on the 14th of November, but then he tried again 2 days later. He was attacked by arrows, continued walking. With a Bible in front of him.
Yeah, because that'll stop all the arrows.
The fisherman saw the tribals tying a rope around his neck and dragging his body away. They were scared and fled, the report added. Chow's body was then later spotted on the 20th of November, according to the Hindustan Times. His remains have yet to be recovered.
Well, it's because they've been eaten.
Mm. Oh, dear.
Don't go to those. Please, this weekend, no matter what they promise you on Black Friday sales, do not go to remote islands where there are aggressive and hostile tribes.
They are not interested in the Bible.
No, just leave them alone. They're perfectly okay without you and your God.
Okay, I'll give that a little
pirates
pass.
And people-eating tribes still exist.
Yes, in 2018, just when you thought everything had evolved far too quickly and, you know, we'd all become high-tech, half-robotic, bionic creatures, there are still tribes with arrows that hunt and kill and eat other people, and there are still, as you say, pirates on ships that go arg and try to barge your ship and take away your girls.
And eat people. Imagine.
Yes, it's exciting. What a time to be alive.
Just listen to It's You and the world will be a better place. Thank you.
Yes, all right. So that's too. That if you really wanted to do that, there we go. Let me punish your ears one last time with Sia's song and then we'll call it a day, shall we? It's Friday after all.
Ready to be enthralled.
Yes, excellent. So any plans for the weekend, Ass?
Just waiting for Monday.
Just waiting.
Your favorite day of the week.
You love Monday, huh?
Just waiting. Yeah. It'll come soon. You'll see. Before you know it, it'll be Monday.
Yes, and our weekend will be over.
Yeah. It's almost over already. It's
all the fun will be squashed under your heel.
I'm just going to actually stay in my car because it's nearly Monday.
One with the jacaranda leaves.
Yeah.
George, any plans for the weekend?
Try and do less.
Why?
Been
a
busy week.
Did you do too much last week?
Last weekend.
Oh, did you? What did you do?
Well, I didn't.
You said you were going to fly.
Yes, I didn't go flying. So actually, maybe I'll go and do that tomorrow morning.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
The world of possibilities ahead for George.
Yeah, world of possibilities.
And what did you end up doing last weekend?
I actually ended up doing a couple of little projects around the house. Oh. And
you have a drill in hand and a hammer and nails and ladders.
Yeah, ladders and drill. And
is there something you're very proud of having made, George? Or was it just repairing old shit?
Well, it's just progress, but I've put these panels up on the wall because what I hate, it's a bugbear of mine.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I'm, you know, schizophrenic or something, but
it's your house, you can do what you like.
I hate wires.
Yeah, I don't like wires.
I hate wires. So you know when you plug wires in the back of the TV and they hang down and you try and neaten them?
I hate them
because you can't get rid of them. You cut them off and you can't watch TV.
Your solution was to just hide all the wires behind a panel.
Yes, that's exactly what I did.
Good move.
That's exactly what I did. Cut a hole in the panel, wallpapered it. Looks pretty.
Nice.
And the plug is at the bottom there. All the wires are behind the panel and you cannot see a thing.
That
looks beautiful.
Isn't that pretty? You get home very and you're happy to see it, right?
Oh. Yeah.
I hate wires as well with you. See anything for the weekend?
I'll not be as productive as George, evidently.
Haven't you got your album launch?
Yes. Well, I'm spending the weekend coming up with a choreography for the music video. Because, you know, the likes of Somizi were not in my budget.
I'm sure I can put in a good word for you.
Thanks.
And Somizi used to work here. I'm sure he'll help you out. He'll do a freebie for
perhaps. You. What are you doing this weekend?
Cape Town wedding. For the wedding.
Have fun.
Wedding.
See you on Monday. You'll tell us all about
it. I'll let you know how it goes. CliffCentral.com.